NewsRant Finance Podcast, Friday morning, April 3rd, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newshamp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, North Capital Trust Company receives South Dakota Public Trust Company charter. North Capital Trust Company has received a public trust company charter from the South Dakota Division of Banking. Grant Nelson, Managing Director, expressed excitement over the charter, allowing them to better serve custody clients and expand services beyond private securities. The company plans to commence trust company operations in the coming months, aiming to support the custody of tangible and digital assets, including tokenized securities.
2026 survey. As inflation persists, more Americans turn to credit cards to cover essential expenses. A 2026 national survey by Debt.com reveals that as inflation persists, more Americans are turning to credit cards for essential expenses. 55% of adults are using credit cards for groceries, rent, and utilities. 46% have maxed out a card, with 57% carrying higher balances due to inflation. President Trump's proposal to cap credit card interest rates at 10% for a year has sparked debate, with 36% believing it would be beneficial.
Flatex DiGiro extends CEO Oliver Baron's board mandate early. Flatex DiGiro has extended CEO Oliver Baron's board mandate early until March 31, 2029. The supervisory board reappointed Barron's, highlighting continuity and stability in the company's leadership. Since taking office in October 2024, Barron's has driven growth through innovation and new product launches. The board expressed confidence in Barron's ability to continue the company's successful trajectory. Income has risen by 22%, while credit card debt has surged 54%, according to new data from Consolidated Credit. The findings highlight a concerning trend where debt is outpacing income growth, putting financial pressure on American households. With credit card interest rates on the rise and delinquency rates increasing, many are struggling to keep up with payments. As Financial Literacy Month approaches, Consolidated Credit offers a free resource, the 2026 Money Confidence Roadmap, to help consumers reduce stress, improve credit, and manage debt effectively.
D-Line Holdings BLNE reports 127% revenue growth and key milestones achieved in Q4 2025. B-Line Holdings Inc. reported 127% year-over-year revenue growth in Q4 2025, reaching $2.50 million in net revenue. Mortgage originations rose by $44.70 million, with average revenue per loan up by 31% and cost per loan down by 18%. The company also introduced Beeline Equity, a blockchain platform for accessing home equity. Debt-free and poised for expansion, Beeline anticipates accelerated revenue growth in 2026.
Mission IR News breaks: Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. has signed a golden silver stream agreement for the Jervois project in Australia with KGL Resources. This marks the company's first streaming transaction in the country, providing support for construction funding of the copper project. Wheaton continues to expand its portfolio with assets in stable jurisdictions to meet the global demand for low-carbon energy infrastructure. Gold, silver record price gains as investors seek safe havens. Gold and silver prices surged in early trading as investors flocked to these precious metals for safety amid ongoing Middle East tensions. This trend reflects a common move towards safe haven assets like gold during times of uncertainty. Companies like Collective Mining Limited could see increased investor interest as the demand for gold continues to rise.
Tiny Gems breaks: Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. completes $4.3 billion Antamina silver stream deal with BHP. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. WPM completes a $4.30 billion silver stream deal with BHP for the Antamina mine in Peru. The agreement secures rights to 33.75% of payable silver until 100 million ounces are delivered, followed by 22.5% for the life of the mine. This deal includes an upfront payment and ongoing payments based on the spot silver price, enhancing long-term production and cash flow for Wheaton. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRant Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRant curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.